I'm sure you guys have seen the latest round of absolutely idiotic and laughable propaganda coming out of Israel and Zionists all over the world around these wildfires we've been seeing this past week. I'll give you guys just one guess who they're trying to blame for the wildfires. Let's say it together now. One, two, three, Hamas. I shit you not. These inbred non-indigenous pyromaniac psychopaths clearly can't fathom that even the land, air, wind, God, or whatever divine force and karmic energy wants them to get the hell out of Palestine, as they are evil demons that purposely burn Palestinians alive and compare Palestinian children that are burned to death to charcoal. Yes, these psychopaths that are notoriously well known for setting fires to Palestinian homes, cars, land, and agriculture for decades are trying to blame Hamas for these wildfires that are burning through occupied Palestine. And how are they trying to blame Hamas, and with what evidence, you may be asking? Oh, they're using their typical playbook, utilizing AI imagery to create the fakest cartoony photo depicting Hamas lighting a fire in some random field, and then using this bullshit propaganda to illegally detain more Palestinians in order to torture them into some form of confession that will all eventually be debunked in the future. Israeli propaganda 101. What they don't understand is that the entire world knows very clearly who respects the land versus who doesn't. There's nothing more clear than that. Palestinians, especially the resistance, would never set fire to Palestine. It goes against their very religious beliefs and everything they stand for. And these cretins think we don't have the capability of doing research or have receipts. Hell, even your own Israeli news media knows that experts have been warning about these wildfires for years, while Israel ignored the warnings. This is well documented. Israel was warned about something, and they ignored it, so that they can self-victimize and call for the world's help. Sound familiar? But push all that aside. Who has the track record of burning and destroying everything in its path? Do I need to say anything else? I mean, just look at what just happened as an immediate response to this propaganda Israel is pushing around Palestinians setting the fires. These imbeciles, devoid of a single brain cell, reflexively go and set fire to the West Bank, quite literally adding more fuel to the fire that they're already dealing with. These people are so dense and thick-headed that they literally play with fire while they're burning to the ground. I mean, look at this prime example of their self-destructive nature. An IOF soldier gets absolutely massacred into literal pieces by a shark. And then what do these idiots do? They immediately go to the exact same area in order to provoke the sharks even more. This just tells you what kind of brainless, self-mutilating, suicidal demons they are. They'd rather kill themselves out of pure stupidity than see the truth. And yes, I know about the Samson option. The irony of it all is that these brain-dead simpletons planted Polish pine trees from their indigenous lands of Europe, which are clearly not native to Palestine, similar to the actual imbeciles that planted them. And now those are the trees that are being engulfed in flames because they were either set on fire by Israeli settlers trying to burn Palestinian crops with the wind spreading the fires, or the atmosphere is so volatile from all the bombing and white phosphorus being dropped, which is well documented to cause wildfires. And who is the only country on earth that continuously uses internationally banned white phosphorus? These pieces of shit. So while your non-indigenous shrubs burn, our indigenous olive trees will stand resilient to the test of time. All a perfect metaphor to represent your people versus ours. These fires are getting so bad that they are now reaching military bases and equipment. Israel has declared a national emergency, and get this, they are requesting humanitarian aid. Requesting aid from places like Greece and Cyprus, to which Greece and Cyprus responded with a resounding, "Fuck you and fend for yourself." But the West is out here immediately helping Israel per usual. The audacity and blatant hypocrisy and genocidal intent of it all, as the West uses their planes to drop bombs on tents, setting man-made fires, burning entire families, including newborns, infants, toddlers, children of all ages, alive, without an ounce of help for these burn victims, and are actually helping to prevent all aid from entering Gaza to save these dying families. Yet the West swoops in with their planes to drop endless water, to diffuse non-indigenous burning shrubs and trees that non-indigenous Israelis planted on stolen land. It just further showcases which lives mean more to the West in broad daylight. And yes, I know Palestinians obviously live in Jerusalem, but we all know why the West is coming in to save the day. Because of scenes like this, where it is predominantly affecting illegal terrorist Israeli settlers. But I'd like to point one last thing out. You Israelis are cowards. You are pussy-ass bitches that simply run at the sound of a siren.
Oh, God. Do you guys hear the sirens? I think we're gonna get bombed. Oh, no. I think we're gonna die. Oh my God. Do you see what us Israelis have to go through every day? Oh, my God. I'm gonna go sit in this corner. It seems safe over here. Oh, my God. All right. Excuse me, are you reading that book? Oh, okay, thanks. All right, I'm gonna put this right here. I feel a lot safer now. Yeah? Actually, I'll have a mocha frappuccino with a little bit of I'm Israel chai. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm so afraid for my life.
Constantly scurrying away like rats when you hear any sound you don't like, leaving your children and elderly to get trampled and left alone to save yourselves. And you are quick to leave your homeland at the drop of a dime when you feel threatened that your colonizer days are coming to an end. You are all pathetic, sorry excuses of life, as you are just walking meat sacks that don't even know what courage, bravery, or humanity looks like. Everything you know is now burning to the ground, literally and figuratively. And the best part is, Hamas has nothing to do with it. It's all you're doing. Looks like hell couldn't wait for your arrival, and now you get to taste the flames that you dealt. Burn, bitches.